How's it going, fellas?
Pretty good, Mr. B.
How are you doing? Another episode of Rot Pod.
Yes, nice. Sir.
ROTPOD.
Is it on?
Yes. It's on.
Okay, sorry.
It's on.
Find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com.
See you,
yes, sir.
Easy to remember?
Yes. ROTPOD.
Rot Pod.
Say it in your sleep.
Rot Pod.
Yes, sir.
Dream about it.
Well, all the time.
Yeah.
In the butt.
Yes.
Butt. Yeah.
I like it. I love it. I live it. I learn it.
Yes.
This guy is.
In the butt butt.
In the butt butt.
What is butt?
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
One thing I want to say, Transformers 5 is in the making.
Don't
yes.
lie.
Yes!
Don't you lie to me, Mr. B.
This is right.
Transformers 5, people.
Be excited, folks.
They tweeted out some pictures of a barricade. Remember the cop car?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Damn, they got him.
Yeah, I think this one's called The Last Night, right?
It's not the last movie, is it?
They always say that, huh?
It better not be.
This is the last movie.
Well, they had three more. I think he's on for three more.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. So it's not over. Don't worry, folks.
Who's
we're
for
good.
Three more?
Michael Bay.
Transformers.
Michael Bay.
Yeah.
I hope he just continues to tell him he's dead and shit.
That is awesome, dude.
You know, Transformers 5, Barricade. It's called, yeah, you're right, The Last Night.
So it's yes. Optimus going back to his home planet? The creatures.
Know. What do you guys know about Transformers 5, Big D? What do you know, Big D?
Well, I know it's called The Last Night, and I know they're introducing a lot more characters in this one.
Oh,
yeah.
And Mark Wahlberg's coming back on this one.
Yay.
Mark Wahlberg, yeah, they're going to be back in this one.
They're introducing another girl, not the daughter's, I don't think, is going to be in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think she's going to be in it, yeah.
She grew up and got married and moved out.
The little hussy.
Lucky Charms.
And then The Rock is not going to be in this one. Because there are rumors that The Rock was going to be in this one. But he's not. Yeah.
They should have put him in. He could have been fighting with Optimus, or he could have been one of the guys chasing the Transformers. You know?
Yeah.
Well, cool. They said some of the toys and the cartoons and the comic books, the characters, mm-hmm. they're going to be in this one too. So, like he said, new characters.
Yep. They're introducing them more, man, into this one.
Yeah,
Formula
yeah.
One race cars.
Oh, shit.
Racetrack patrol.
Dang, man. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is going to be awesome, dude.
That we have to see in 3D.
No.
3D IMAX.
I can't do
this. RPX, all that on one. I don't know if that's possible, but if it is, we'll see it.
Fucking, yeah. I'll get vertigo with all that shit.
Won't.
So just a little bit of stuff leaked
gets in your
for
blood.
Transformers 5. Just a little bit of stuff leaked the last night. And it says it's going to be opening in theaters June 23rd, 2017.
Oh, one more year, fellas. Just
one
hang
more
in there.
Year, yo. It says it's going to be followed by the Bumblebee spinoff.
Oh.
June 8th, 2018.
What?
And then Transformers 6 on June 28th, 2019.
Wait, what? Say that again?
So 3 years in a row, three different Transformer movies.
Oh, shit.
What was the second one you just said? The
second one was a Bumblebee spinoff. Next, 2018. June 2018. And then Transformers 6, June 2019.
Damn.
Why would they do a Bumblebee spinoff?
I don't know.
They're probably going to show how he lost his voice.
I wonder if it's going to be like the... Because they're making that big old shit, you know, for Star Wars, like the Rogue.
Oh, they want to do the same thing now?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Want to make some new money?
Yeah.
They're going to freaking bank on
trying to squeeze it for every ounce they can get. You know what I mean?
That's going
to
be awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
Oh, yeah, we are.
The only thing they'll get from me is $5 Tuesdays.
Heck no. I'm going to be there in my L30.
L30.
I'm lost.
On a Thursday night.
Stretch wasn't here for the last episode.
I'm lost. No.
Stupid kid.
Mr. B is an asshole.
That's right.
You know what? I quit. I'm leaving now.
Go.
I'm going home.
You were with us the last episode anyway.
Alright, fuck you guys. This shit sucks anyway.
He's trying to
I don't get it. Sit your ass down.
He just turned into a horse running away.
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember when my L30s, my seats that I've been sending Captain America and then the Batman. So an L30 is going to be my seat.
L30 is seat, buddy.
For Transformers.
Transformers, people.
Just for this movie, I'm going to reserve 30, 31, and 32.
It don't go that far. It only goes 30.
30, 29, 28.
That'd be good.
And the one behind and the one in front.
There's none by. L30 means the last row, man.
Is that what it is? The last row?
Well, it's alphabet, but usually that's what they got the L for, because it's the last row.
Yeah.
And 30 is the last seat. And then you got the hallway here. And then you got the 29 and 28 on the inside. You
claim your normal seats is on.
Yo.
Pretty good. Yeah, we're out here in the streets of parking lot.
Burke?
That was Burke. Our buddy Burke. Taking off.
Taking off from work.
Making donuts.
Oh, it's nice and windy, nice and cool.
It is, right? I mean, yeah. It beats down that heat, man.
Yeah.
Just spread your legs open and just.
But for the audio listeners, I don't tweak anything to the audio no more.
Just no.
Leave the sound of the wind and the leaves and stuff like that. Because when I try and mess with it, the sound just comes out all crazy. Sounds like robots.
Oh,
it actually sounds like Transformers.
Yeah.
Sounds like Transformers.
Gotta,
I want to hear it.
You gotta leave it all natural.
I think one of the episodes.
Brush the trees.
One of the first episodes we did outside, I tried to make it sound better.
Yeah.
But it sounded like Transformers.
Had that computer and animated voice to it, huh?
Yeah.
I think I'd seen that one. He showed me the video on that one.
If you guys are interested in the video, it's just $1, right?
Yep, $1 to the Patreon. Patreon.com. You donate $1, you'll get the video. You get to see our pretty faces.
Yeah.
You want to see how we look? Look at us. You know you want us.
Yeah.
You want we can impregnate you through the video.
Can't.
Ah, just kidding.
It's a feature, man.
You gotta get that feature.
It'll be like Avatar. Our tentacles. Let's go to the video.
This is a GoPro. You never know.
Yeah. Now you got me worried. Anybody got a condom?
somebody's
gonna call. He likes it
raw. You know, two guys at two. Big D. Guess what?
I'm pregnant.
With your baby.
She lives in another state.
Episode 146.
But you in Russia.
I got pregnant anyway. You got excited when you were talking about Transformers 5.
I did, I'm not gonna lie.
It sprinkled a little.
We connected for that quick second.
Chill. Nick,
Donald Squirt. Share the website, rollingofftrackpodcast.com. That's a good way to get a hold of us, whatever questions, comments, anything. And the guy at Alicia, New York Subs and Bagels.
Oh, yes.
New York Bagels and Sub, he's still head on over there and call him up. Tell him Rob Pod sent you to get 15% off.
Nice.
Just some nice stuff. So that's still going on.
Hook me up, damn it.
If you have friends and family, just, give them the hookup. Tell them to mention Rob Pod to the restaurant.
You can't beat that, man. Good sandwiches, good food. Plus, you get a little bit of break on it. 15%. Come on.
Damn.
Yeah, you cheap bastards. Just get in there and do it.
Yeah, Vince. Sorry. I just called out Vince.
Called out Vince.
I know he uses those coupons.
Coupons are good, huh?
Hell yeah. I use them for Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Yep.
He likes the first Weenie discount Weenie.
I do. I take 12 inches all day.
I can't. Nine, dude.
Man, John!
John!
How many does John take?
Bleeding profusely.
Our fan, dude. He remembered our podcast. Fan. We were talking about that. And he wrote into...
What did he say? What did John say?
John, he said he likes Big D's comment about 9 inches bleeding profusely.
Damn.
I think we just got to ask John, how far, how... How can you go?
I know, John.
I know. Explain.
Well, how far can you give, John?
Yeah.
Because if you got 9 inches, we should talk.
No, he was just messaging me again, and he said that we shout out his name on the internet, so people all over the world.
He's gonna know who John is.
Know who John is.
Yeah. Hello, John.
John plus nine.
I hope you're having a good day.
Hey, we know him.
We know him. If you ever meet us, to say I'm John.
I'm nine. Come here, baby.
Smiles all around.
That'd be awesome.
That's cool, dude. That was cool. That was pretty neat.
Make sure you record that when you guys meet.
And for the last episode, I mentioned the prosthetic arms.
Dude, I was gonna mention it's crazy.
And so this episode, just going to talk a little bit about it. The reason why it interests me, just because they're making prosthetic arms and legs and the other parts of the body. But the arms is pretty cool, just because they're making it more robotic. And just the way they look, it's all like black and futuristic and Transformers-like. Mm. So these people out there that from like for serving for the U.S. and just the
military, whatever.
And even just whatever happens here in the States, when they lose their limbs. They get these prosthetic arms and they just get all kinds of crazy stuff. Like,
does it move and everything too?
Moves and everything, yeah. Like Big D was saying, all they do is just connect it to their nerves.
Yeah,
to
the nerves.
I remember seeing that.
Yep.
It was pretty cool.
So, the last one, last week they came out with, I don't know if you guys know, there's a game called Deus Ex. Mm-hmm. So that one, his arms is all robotic. It's all black, and it's like, it looks nice. Remember how a Barricade looks in the first Transformers?
Yeah.
How the black of it, how the headlights come out. It's all sharp and black and shiny. And
yeah,
all
just real geek.
Really, yeah.
Yeah. That's almost like a cone kind of thing. Like,
yeah, that's how the arms look. The fingers, it's all like like a triangle type.
Yeah,
it's all nice and sharp.
A cone sharp. Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's how this arm looks. The Deus Ex. And before that, they made a Metal Gear Solid. I don't know if you guys remember that game.
Mm-hmm.
Metal Gear Solid, the game. They made arms that replicated his arms too.
Dang. God.
Hell yeah, that'd be awesome.
Pretty bad, huh?
Don't worry, folks. You guys will get one of those soon.
Fucking RoboCop, man.
RoboCop,
he's real. No, I'm just kidding.
And before that, you know, a long time ago when they would give them prosthetics, it's just they try to look like, they try to make them look human. A
flesh-like kind of thing, yeah.
No more of that these days. They make
them look good. Keep it looking robotic.
Robotic, yo.
What's his name? Bucky? Captain America?
Oh, yeah.
I'll take a robotic.
Fuck that, dude. I mean, if we're going to do it, you might just do Wolverine style.
Wolverine.
Just give us some blades coming out of the throat. Right, huh? Yeah.
You won't even have to hurt or nothing.
No, just come up. Ding! That's it, dude.
Okay, imagine that.
They should do that. That'd be awesome.
Oh, no. Now we gave some crazy fucking some maniac crazy an idea.
They got a bank on it now.
Have you ever seen those YouTube videos where some people trying to...
The Wolverine.
To implicate, Wolverine. Yeah.
I've seen those. That's actually pretty cool.
There's like air compressed and hydraulics, everything into an arm just to replicate the.
Oh, I'd do it. I want one just to have it.
Now to put these in prosthetic arms?
The prosthetic, yeah. Just I mean, part of yours.
Yeah.
Just your memory goes.
Speak of death and it comes out.
Asshole, clink!
What?
L30, you got my seat.
31, death 32. To you bastard.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's cool though.
It's
I like
the future,
that
man. It's the future.
I mean, it's amazing, man, but I don't know. To me, dude, technology is awesome, but it's still fucking, it's nerve wracking, man. The way it's evolving, the way it's moving, how fast it is.
Yeah.
And you know, especially, you know, how much you can actually do with the, you know, the technology and everything that we have. Yeah. It always makes you think like they do have a freaking a cube or transformer somewhere locked away.
I know, right? You guys are
and they're just
something.
Yeah. And they're just getting this shit out of him. It's, you know what I mean?
You like reverse engineer?
Yeah.
This new stuff.
Biometrics, whatever the hell you call it, bullshit. Yeah. I don't know. It's all French to me.
Just
the Hoover Dam. They were at the Hoover Dam. Huh?
Yeah.
See, any guys visit the Hoover Dam? Walk underneath, see if they have anything down there. They rebuilt
the Sector 7.
I know, right?
There's something behind that dam.
Damn. Get down.
Oh my god.
Already.
Drinking? Let's go find them.
Remember the Hoover Dam? They rebuilt the bridge too?
See, oh yeah, the crossing?
Yeah, they're trying to get away from the base.
Exactly.
See?
The cube is in there.
The cube is there.
Because they know they're going to have to come out eventually.
That's right.
They're going to take over.
Trying to divert the traffic.
Yo.
See? It's happening. It's happening, people.
Hmm. Be aware, man.
We should investigate.
Yeah. I need it, dude. I need my arms cut off. I need to sing.
Let me try. I'll cut your arm off.
Right, Patreon donation right there. You donate not even 20. $2.
Let's get down on my prosthetic arm.
You give it $2.
We'll do it.
Come back next time, Wolverine style.
They're knocking on the window.
What's that?
I don't know what he said.
Because you want an arm, huh? It's prosthetic arm.
All that for a freaking Wolverine arm?
Just make sure
your arm was fine, Big D. He cut it off.
Just make sure you have a good company making it.
Look, I have these butter knives on me now.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man. Made in China.
It wasn't worth the Donald. They still got your arm. Maybe you can still attach it.
That'd be awesome.
You got butter knives.
A spork, a fork, a spoon.
It's the future.
Put butter on my bread.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Dude, try, buddy. Can you cut my loaf, please?
Fork, spoon, and a butter knife.
You got it all right there. Just go ahead and eat.
You go to a restaurant and say, nope, I don't need it. I got my own. The middle one's a fork. I got my own fork.
It's clean. I know it's clean.
You need a silverware, sir? Chink!
No, I don't.
I'll hit you with your fist.
That'd be awesome.
You got shish kebab in that blade.
Like shit, dude.
You guys are terrible, man. This is
That'd
real.
Be awesome.
More than 1.6 million people in the U.S. have some type of limb loss. That's excluding their fingers and toes. So it's like the limbs, like arm, hand, like their foot.
That many?
Yeah, 1.6 million. So that was of February of this year, the tally.
Damn!
50,000 new amputations every year in the USA. That's based on the National Center for Health Statistics. 50,000 new amputations every year.
God, dog, that is crazy.
Thanks. Imagine the doctors that do the job just cutting your limbs off. Yeah. Ooh.
Well, now how much it costs us to do that, huh?
What, the Wolverine arm?
No, cutting off the limbs.
Cutting off limbs? They probably charge just to cut it off, huh? Rather than, how you think about it? Like, they charge to heal you?
Yeah.
They probably charge you just for them
to cut it off, right? Yeah. They should do that shit for free.
I'm going to wait till it turns purple. Cut it off.
I mean, that's... See, now you're getting me all messed up over here. How much you got me fucked up?
No, I can't even
eat. Just fucked up.
It's only gonna cost you $2, Big D.
$2, dude. I'll come with some fucking salad sporks.
Some plastic.
Plastic. Had a straw out of this
one. Plastic.
Not titanium like Wolverine.
Dollar store. Remember those silver ones that look real, but they're
plastic?
Yeah.
Fucking coating to come off them if it got too hot.
That 60% of arm amputations are ages between 21 and 64 years old. 60%. And 10% are the under the age of 21.
Oh, shit. Under 21. That's like by accident and stuff like that, right?
What the hell are they doing?
Or maybe like the when you get in.
In the military, being that young.
Yeah.
Put them in action right away.
Man. That's young, under 21. You know, getting that happen to you.
That's not cool at all.
Yes, sir. And reasons for amputation include cardiovascular disease, traumatic accidents, infections, tumors.
A tumor.
Tumor. nerve injury.
It's not a tumor.
Maybe it's a tumor.
It's a tumor. Cut it off now.
We don't have time for the chopper.
Have you seen his commercials for his game?
Yes, comes out of the elevator.
Yeah. No, serious. He doesn't know nothing about the military.
Man, he's old as fuck, but he's coming.
Get to the battle now. Download from the App Store.
All serious, too.
That's the reason for these amputations. Arnold. Get in the war now.
You got all these kids joining the war because this is your idea.
Says, sign up to him. Sign up now. Fight.
We will kill them all.
Optimus. That's Optimus.
Yes, sir. Prosthetic arms. The future, man.
Donald. The future. The future, Donald.
Let me try what, dude? Because I'll try to do this because I'm already going to sell one of my nuts in Colorado for 50
Whoa.
Grand.
50 G's.
Get ready, guys. This
so
is
I can use that 50 G's
testicle.
Towards my... My amputation with the $2
Gosh.
That they donated to the Patreon.
50,000
plus two.
Two.
He's giving away his testicles.
Dude, I can do it, man. Yes. The plastic.
No, you need yours.
But the expensive plastic.
No.
The strong. The hefty forks.
We need titanium. That's what we need. Not plastic.
Walmart,
hefty bags.
Walmart.
No.
Walmart forks.
Damn, that's crazy, dude.
Yes, sir.
Yes, cool. Come up with crazy ideas.
And weekend, what you guys do over the weekend?
Man, I went to Tent Rocks. You ever been there, Mr. Me? Tent Rocks?
Tent Rocks? No.
Right next to Cochiti Lake. It's pretty cool. If you ever get a chance to go check it out.
What, like up north? North of Albuquerque?
Yes, sir.
Pretty cool.
North, and it's probably like 15-20 minutes away from Cochiti Lake.
Uh-huh.
So you go the same direction, but instead of going towards the lake, there's a turn. You take lefts, and just follow the road, and it takes you there. And it's nice. I know you like to do hiking and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Check it out, Mr. B. It'll take you, your lady, and your kids. You guys will have a blast over there. It's pretty awesome. So, and a lot of barbecuing, too. A lot.
Is it like a little? Is that the name of a town? Like the name of a place?
That place, I'm because there is a town before you get there. I don't know if that's the same name for them too, but it's Tent Rocks. That's the name of the place.
Oh, okay.
Tent Rocks. So it's cool. You need to check it out, Mr. B.
Alrighty.
You are an adventure type of guy.
Yes,
I
sir.
Think you'll like that.
Cool.
What about you,
Sounds
Big
good.
D?
I went to Ojo Caliente Mineral Springs and Spa.
Oh man.
Where's that at?
That is 50 miles north of Santa Fe, right between Espanola and Taos.
He got violated this weekend in a good way.
50 miles.
Got me a massage.
Oh, yeah.
The little woman got a massage, but she got everything, the mask, the mud bath.
Oh, yeah.
Pedicure, manicure, the whole freaking nine yards.
Yep.
She was a car, she'd be overhauled.
Know, tune right? up
whole, yeah
whole nine yards.
I just got the massage and the soaking in the mineral springs, the hot tubs.
Yeah,
you got an oil change.
It was good, dude. It was freaking awesome. If you ever want to get a good massage, I recommend this dude. You can't miss him. Tall, dark haired white guy. Okay, now I'm getting too far.
He remembers everything about this
muscular
guy.
He was, he gave me a massage, man. I still think about him.
Damn. 6'2", 205, pure muscle.
His right arm's a little bit stronger than his left.
He practices with the right too much.
I think he had a third arm.
I don't know about that third arm.
Nah, the massage was, dude, it was excellent.
It's good.
Yeah, and he put that freaking warm oil. Like from the back of my neck to my tailbone.
Yeah.
And then he warmed his hands up with oil and then he just started massaging.
Oh, yeah.
It was 1 hour and 10 minutes, man. Deep Dang. Tissue massage, dude.
Aroused for 1 hour and 10 minutes.
You put kidding. Your head through that little.
Yeah, hole. You got your head going through there. and he's on your back, dude. Just getting after it, dude.
Damn. That sounds nice.
You and your woman were in your same room?
Yeah. We did both at the double massage at the same time.
Oh, okay. You could see her?
Yeah, she had a good-looking guy on her, too.
Like, get in there deep.
I was kind of laughing at her because she saw the looks on my face this guy was giving to me.
Yeah.
She was all getting kind of jealous.
You don't make those faces with me.
I'm out of here. You guys left together, right?
Yeah.
They better have. I'll find that dude.
It was cool. I mean, you could stay there, and then during the night, you know, on the night there, then you can go relax in the Mineral Spring hot tub and just be outside and just check out the trees and everything.
Oh,
up in the forest, dude. It was freaking nice, dude.
That sounds nice.
It was very, very nice.
No sound of traffic?
No. No. Well, I mean, you hear traffic no matter what. But, you know, nothing like, you know, shit like this.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah. Hmm.
Because, you know, stay there, the rent, I mean, the rooms. It was kind of pricey. Two people, everything. It was 600 bones.
Yeah.
But.
Total? That was total?
Yeah, total for both. Man. So, I mean, my massage alone was about $150-$160 by itself.
Damn.
And that's an hour and 10 minutes deep tissue, man.
Yeah.
It's worth it, though, I hope.
Oh, one night or two nights?
One night. Yeah, okay. It's one night.
Damn.
But it's worth it, man. No TVs, just you and your woman, just nothing but relaxing, man.
Yeah.
Just enjoying the great outdoors and,
I thought you just got to get away from all the traffic and phones and TVs.
Fuck, I was hungover as shit too, so I really needed it.
Nah, he was out.
You're so hungover and awake. You didn't know how you got there.
No, I was freaking crashed out in the back of her Honda when she was driving.
She's probably taking pictures. Yeah, she put you to sleep, huh?
That's all right. So they got. That's how she got you.
Yeah.
She put you to sleep and hauled you up there and said, "We're here, pay for it."
You're paying for everything. Okay.
Oh, man. It was worth it, dude. If you ever want to do it, I say do it.
That sounds good.
Ojo Caliente Mineral Springs.
I just want the massage. I don't know about the mud and all that. The massage sounds nice.
I didn't do the mud because it's like seaweed. I don't want mud in places where it shouldn't be. You know what I mean?
And seaweed.
Yeah, seaweed, yeah. I just wanted the massage and that's it, man. No pedicure, no nothing like that.
Hell yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, you know, it was cool.
Pretty good.
I'm glad you guys had a good time. Big geek.
I kind of got a mud bath too.
Did you?
Yeah. Me.
You went to the.
Me and my wife, we went to the mud volleyball. Played some mud volleyball down there south of Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Get off of Rio Bravo. It's just right there off the interstate.
Was it packed?
Packed. Going there was good. Traffic was good, but leaving took us a while to get out. People with big trucks, they were going off the road just to get back on the
road.
Yeah. They just want to show off their trucks, that's all.
Look how big mine is.
Look at my tires. I'll make more mud.
So yeah, that's cool, man.
Happened this Saturday, June 11th.
How long was the event? Or
We were there. We was like 9 to 2.
Oh, oh wow!
I thought it was to be open till later. That's pretty cool, though.
And the people that were there just a little bit later, they were if they got enough wins, they would kind of like advance and just get higher into the bracket. But that was just like maybe like an hour or 2 hours longer.
Oh, yeah, more added more.
But pretty much everybody was guaranteed five volleyball games to play in the mud and just have fun.
How much is it, right?
I don't remember the price.
But that's a more donation and stuff like that, no?
And it goes straight to Kerry Tingley Hospital Foundation.
Yeah,
the
Children's Hospital.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Everything that they did there was straight for the kids. And then during when everybody was playing, the kids were going through on trailers. So
yeah.
Sort of like a float. They were just on there and there's waving to people and people were just clapping their hands and
cool. Damn, dude.
Doing it for the kids.
Damn. So is it like a kind of a tournament thing going on or just for fun?
Sort of like a tournament, yeah. But there's no prizes or nothing.
No, you're just playing just to have fun, man.
Yeah. That sounds like fun. It really does. I have friends that join it too.
Yeah. If you get first place, then you get first place. It's good.
You got bragging rights.
Yeah.
I won it last year.
We kicked your ass.
You guys suck.
mud.
They're all seniors.
Suck my mud.
Suck my mud. And, there's no, there no no results, or the results meaning for 2016.
Yeah.
But the stuff from last year, 2015, it was a $565,000 raise for the kids.
Oh wow.
So half a million.
Damn, that's pretty damn good,
a little
dude.
Bit over half a million for the kids.
So is this like an event all over the country, or is it just here?
I think it's just here.
Yeah, just here, because Caritanga Hospital's here.
Mm.
Yeah. You know. And then as there's one thing, there's one of the tabs on the website. It says that you could win like a prize, like if you want to get married, you could win like a prize. You just enter your name and stuff like that, and you could get a prize to get married at the Mud Volleyball.
Oh shit! What?
Damn.
Like a wedding package.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a free. You get one of those, because you have to rent one of those tents at the. You have to rent.
Yeah, you have to rent the tent where you're at.
Yeah, like to set up your like sort of like a camping gear.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Ice chest and food and all that, tables and all that. You get one of those for free. You get food.
Damn.
You get food like from the vendors there. And then a wedding ceremony performed over there too.
Holy shit, man.
All that stuff.
That is cool, dude.
So if anybody ever wants to get married at a muddy place, enter.
You want to be dirty?
Don't be traditional. Just go and get dirty.
Yeah, just get dirty, you freaking horny bastard.
Yeah, you mutts.
There. Cool. And just real quick, Halo Wars 1 is sort of like a tower defense game.
Yeah.
So the second one's coming out in this month, June. Let's see. iPhone owners, they're holding on to their phones longer just because there's no new reason to upgrade to the newest one.
Mm.
Except maybe like a bigger screen or something like that.
Man, that's
like
what I've been
saying. iPhone 7? It's just going to be a bigger screen?
Maybe like a bigger screen, or it's a smaller screen, maybe.
It's got dinner.
Dinner would be cool.
Then, of course, they kind of improve the chips on there. Battery life and to make it a little bit faster.
I think the only reason that I will change it this time is to get more memory.
Get more memory?
Yeah. Because
it's 14, 16, right?
Yeah. 16. Pretty quick.
You need to delete stuff. You need to back it up to your computer. No, you don't want to do that.
No, I don't.
I know. My phone. I have 62 of mine, so.
Have you helped?
Daniel, what is he at? 128.
Hell, what's that one? The new one's going to hold?
Was it 256?
256, damn, man.
What the hell do you do with that?
256, dude.
You put movies, pictures.
Oh, my God.
More movies.
Pictures,
all kinds of stuff.
More movies.
True. Yeah. Music.
More movies.
Yeah.
Pictures of my ass.
Whoa.
That's right.
Spa.
Anybody want a picture of that?
Bath. Oh,
this one real good. This one's the last story. Verizon employees returned to work just because Verizon was starting to contract their work. How would you say?
Outsource. Yeah.
Outsource their jobs to other countries way out there.
Over there,
you know. So Verizon was starting to do that. So the employees, they went on strike. They said, we want the jobs to stay here in the U.S. So everybody went on strike from Verizon. So then the Verizon reached an agreement with them. So they're not going to outsource Verizon jobs. So they're gonna hire more and more people here in the United States.
Hell yeah!
Damn son of a bitches, man.
Fuckers. You just want to move our shit to
different countries. Well, we can't say nothing. Fucking iPhone. All their workers are fucking in China and Thailand.
Yeah.
5-year-olds are building our shit
for like $2 an hour.
I know. For a bag of rice.
Here you go.
That's some chicken feed.
That's funny.
But yeah, you fuckers are charging us $6 to $1,000.
I think before, when they first started making these iPhones, I think it actually would cost it like $17 to make an iPhone.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. It was like $20 just to make an iPhone, but they rip us off at $600, $700. That's nice. That's real nice. Welcome to America.
So yeah, Verizon. Right? Verizon employees did a good thing.
Well, good for you, man.
You guys made bank.
You tell them, greedy fucks. They keep the jobs here. The expenses they charge, you'd think they'd have the money to do it anyway.
Yep.
We'll just leave it at that before we get really mad.
Leave it at that. Yes, sir. As always, find everything at rollingoffTrackPodcast.com. Share the website, share the podcast. New listeners, hope you enjoyed. Message us like John9. And there's some other people that message also, and more of that coming out in the next episode. We'll give out a few more shout outs next time, and hopefully Stretch will be able to, will be here to say hi to those guys, because the last time you missed, so
I did.
Maybe there's another John out there
that would remember Stretch.
Hello, John. If I see you.
Now don't forget, donate to Patreon. You'll get a video. You get to see our pretty faces.
Yeah,
all the time.
Acting like goofballs behind the camera.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Thanks to everybody. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you guys.
All the followers, all the listeners, all the downloads. Keep it going.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it, and we love you guys.
You guys be safe out there.
Any last words for the Rock Pile listeners, Rock Pile Lands?
It's Monday. You guys make it through the week.
Nothing but love for you.
Yeah. Have a good one, guys.
Peace.